to answer your question, it was the immigration, the point system.
Yeah, an entrance of an Australian-style point system was what it was always flagged up as. I don't know why anyone would want Australian-style anything, quite frankly.
I thought the point system would be quite good, because if you are queuing to get into Britain, what could prepare you better than being delayed by a points failure further down the line?
I thought, you know, when she said she was against a point system, it wasn't because she thought, well, isn't it egregious to arbitrarily sort of designate people as having a particular intrinsic value, as though some people are better than others. It wasn't that. What she was saying is, well, the trouble with the point system is you're inviting people on the basis that they've got something to offer, rather than starting from the assumption that all foreigners are bastards until they can convince you differently.
I don't understand how, in practical terms, her system is that they can't come without a job offer. Is that right?
Her system is we decide. She says that's what the people want, is the British government to decide who can come in, not people just to be able to meet vague criteria. You don't have to tell it why it is. It's, I suppose, a bit like not being allowed to join the Labour Party or whatever. They don't have to give you the sort of reasons that you're one of your emails, we won't tell you which, but you're not
so
coming in.
It's just going to be a man in an immigration department going, yep, no, 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 yep, well, maybe, no. It's just going
to be that man from The Vicar of Dibley. He will be on the immigration department.
All the people that said, oh, we've got to vote to leave Europe so that we can control who comes in, you just think, you're not going to control it, are you? You're not going to control anything. It's like when people say, well, we're doing all right in the football. No, you're not doing it. You're watching it on the telly.
What have we been up to in France, then?
They're going to build a wall, aren't they, in France? Like Trump's wall, the Great Wall of Calais.
That's right, yeah.
To keep the people from the jungle from trying to get in. Because it's got to be over 2 metres. So if they get over it, they're allowed to stay, because then they can be in Tokyo 2020 Olympics. That
But it's just this idea that, oh, well, tear gas hasn't worked. Razor wire. There's given the French millions and millions to spend on razor wire. That hasn't worked. You think, look, people have been coming to this country for years and years, and people are saying, well, the trouble is that tunnel. The tunnel was only built, what, 25 years ago? Before, I mean, there used to be 20 miles of sea. Before boats were even invented, people managed to get to this country. You're not going to stop it with a wall. You've just got to accept that people are going to come here and welcome it. This time of year, all my friends are saying, oh, don't know what to do now. The last of the kids has gone away to uni. We just don't know what to do. I'll tell you what to do. Get some refugees in their bedrooms before the little buggers try and come back. You let your kids back in their bedrooms, you'll never get shot of them then. You want to get some refugees in there, people with some self-respect who'll build a future and move on, not your children. People talk a load of rubbish. You'll say, well, the trouble is, you'll say, I have every sympathy with these poor people, but Britain is a small island. You think Britain's small? Try getting from Aberystwyth to Lowestoft on a Sunday and then tell me it's a bloody small island.
What else has Theresa May been clamping down on?
All sorts of things.
Anyone want to come forward with a specific answer?
She was at the G20, wasn't she, Theresa? She looked a bit anxious there. She looked like I do when I'm doing a car boot sale selling electrical equipment that I know doesn't work.
My dad used to run jumble sales for the church, and every now and then I used to help him, and the bric-a-brac used to be on the stage, and one lady held up this ancient toaster, and she said, how much for this? And I went, 5p. And she went, does it work? And I said, I don't know, shall I go and plug it in over there? My dad went, no! One thing that happened increasingly as the week went on was that everybody told Britain that they'd have to go at the back of the queue for their trade deal. So by the end of the week, I had this strong mental picture of Theresa May sitting in a waiting room with a ticket in her hand with the number 987 on it and a voice on a tannoy saying, number three.
Peculiarly, this is the news that Britain will not, after all, be introducing an Australian-style points-based immigration system. So apologies to anyone who's already been collecting points. But don't worry, the government say you will still be able to exchange them for a Breville sandwich toaster, an AM or FM radio, or my personal favourite, a delightful set of cut glass tumblers, each one engraved with a picture of Home Secretary Amber Rudd screaming the words, send them back. Meanwhile, in France, the UK is funding the building of a wall,